Welcome to Tip Tap Tip. My name is Eric.
My name is Rochelle.
We're fun. We're fun. Not only we're fun,
we're a blast.
Pardon?
We are a blast.
Yeah, we're that too. We're also the best podcast in Calgary. Can you believe it?
I can't believe it. It's so amazing.
The millionth year in a row. If you're counting, I'm counting by the millions. I'm rounding up or rounding down. I don't know. We're still the best. We got a good episode today. Stuff is going on. It's warm. It's hot. Not like last week where
it is so hot. We need to drink lots of beer today.
Mm-hmm. So we got superheroes who can't get along, a racist kids show. That'll be fun. And how our city was almost destroyed. Yep. Sounds fun. Coming up. Fun. So we get tweets. We get tweets to our account.
Tweet, tweet, twiddle, twiddle. There's only one candy with a hole in the middle.
Donuts?
There's only one donut with a hole in the middle. Is that it?
Lifesavers? Certs? Are certs a candy? Or are they a mint? Regardless, we get tweets, we get emails, we get all sorts of stuff to the Tip Tap Tip headquarters. It arrives via OWL. That's how we get our tweets. We don't actually log into the computer.
And homing pigeons.
It's kind of like in Harry Potter. That stuff happens.
Because we're magical.
Magic. Fun is happening at Tip Tap Tip HQ. Got a tweet from up in the spring. This is regarding our last episode in which we were talking about a young lady went to Dunkin' Donuts because she had a bone to pick about their service.
And not getting a receipt. How dare you? Oh my God. Blah, 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 blah. She was psycho.
Yeah. Up in this brain, that's at up in this brain, says, the next time I get a bad service somewhere, I'll have to threaten to nuke them from Mars if they cross my line. Unbelievable. Nuke them from Mars.
The thing is, like, there are only, four people that are going to Mars, and most likely they won't pick a psycho bitch, right?
They haven't contacted me yet. I mentioned this a while back.
You didn't send.
Oh yeah, I didn't show up the cash to sign up for the Mars One program.
Oh, you have to pay for it.
Oh yeah.
Oh shit.
Rides to Mars aren't free. You can't like stick out your thumb and get it.
I know. I thought they were just like going to pick the best person. No, I didn't know it was based on money.
Oh yeah, it's based on everybody pays the same amount to apply, but you saw the videos a while back.
Like how much do you have to pay to apply?
I don't remember
the amount. $1 million. Or like $1,000, or like $500, or $200,
I don't know.
Or $1.
$1.50, I think, how much it works out to. So, anyways, I did a bit of following up, because I we read these stories, and it's funny, we laugh, we go, ha 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 ha. But then I always like to find out what has happened to these people since the story broke, right? In this particular clip that I played last episode with this young lady was basically berating the poor workers of Dunkin' Donuts. How did this fallout shake out? Not only in the ensuing days, but over the course of the weeks, right? So this incident happened early of last month. We're near the end now, and I'm seeing how she's doing.
You're like a detective.
Oh, I'm like
a private dick.
I like to know where are they now. So in the case of this young lady, Taylor Chapman is her name. It's no secret. It's out there. I did a bit of research, apparently, and this was kind of no surprise to me. She has a history of mental illness, so I kind of feel like a bit of a dick about making fun of her because she's probably off her meds, which, according to sources, she was, which is why she was acting a bit kooky dooky. Mm-hmm. Cuckoo Magoo. Kokomo?
What kind of mental problem does she have? Does she have
bipolar? Essentially.
Bipolar.
So it makes sense. Speaking of mental disorders.
Does that mean that she's not going to get any charges put against her for what she did? Or
I don't know. What could you charge her for other than harassment? I don't know.
Yeah, I guess so. It's not really, she can't really do anything. But she didn't really...
Anyways, which leads us into our next subject, mental disorders. Now, I had promised last episode, because we talked about this in passing, that I had taken an Asperger's quiz because time and time again, Rochelle has accused me with quite certain...
No, that is totally not what I... Like, I'm not accusing you of having... I'm diagnosing you.
You're diagnosing me with...
There's a huge difference, Eric. And I'm not really a doctor. I like to think that maybe I'm a doctor, but I'm not a doctor. And I have no right to diagnose you with any sort of condition whatsoever because I don't know what the fuck I'm talking about. But it was fun. And I only diagnosed you as having mild Asperger's, not full Asperger's.
Full-blown Asperger's. Because
then you would be nuts. So it took crazier, and you'd probably have to take medication. And you don't have to take medication.
So I took a test. A very official.
And you took this test by yourself on your own doing. I did not have anything because I diagnosed you with mild Asperger's probably a year ago or something.
A while ago.
So, this is all on your own doing that you wanted to figure out if you have Asperger's.
150 questions I answered on this test. If you Google Aspie quiz, that's ASPIE quiz, you'll find it. You can do it yourself and diagnose yourself for.
So your diagnosis was, your score was 91 out of 200. Your neurotypical non-autistic score was 119 of 200. And you seem to have both Aspie and neurotypical traits. Okay. But that doesn't mean that you have Asperger's because then you wouldn't have neurotypical. That's my guess. I don't really know how to read it. Am I right?
I just see the circle with the squiggly lines, Rochelle. And it looks good to me.
Anyway. So most of, basically like every single, there's a whole bunch of like subsections. And all the subsections say that your score is average, 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 which just means normal. But what I did is I went through and I circled the ones that are above average. So these are the parts that make you slightly, like a little tiny bit Aspie.
What?
No, Eric, when I read this, you'll be like, oh yeah. I do that. I am a bit of that.
Okay.
So this category is neurotypical perception. And bear with me, the font is like super tiny, so I'll try and read it really good.
That's my fault for printing it weird.
Yeah, like the smallest font possible. This group contains neurotypical motor abilities and perception traits. The absence of these traits is often referred to as clumsiness, a key trait in the ability to interpret spatial information, judging distance, speed, and acceleration, keeping track of positions of objects, predicting motion, concept of time, optimal pressure to apply. The absence of these skills leads to secondary problems, poor fine and gross motor skills, poor body awareness, poor body control, problems with ball sports, poor hand-eye coordination, poor balance, poor handwriting, dropping things. Okay, and you don't have all those things, but your handwriting is so shitty. I can barely even read it. And you suck at all ball sports.
Hey.
Well, I've never seen you do any ball sports.
Just because you've never seen me do anything doesn't mean I'm not a
super... You told me that you're not good at fitness stuff.
I am, or
not fitness, but like sports, like team sports.
I can kind of half-ass catch a football. I don't enjoy that like as much as like doing other things. But
yeah, and poor body control. Like sometimes you just like do really weird things that you call dancing, but it's not really dancing. It's just weird moving.
Well, you seem to like it, Rochelle.
Well, so I like
who's
it.
Who's complaining?
But you definitely, you're not like a really good dancer or anything. Like, you can't do the running man.
I can do the running man.
Not very good, though. Not as good as Vanilla Ice.
Hold on. I call bullshit. I'm going to throw in some socks right now. I'm going to put this wrong.
I need to fix it out, Rochelle.
Are you serious? Why do you have to put socks on?
Because it's a hardwood floor. That's how you...
So I think you might need to put some music on to do the Running Man. Come on.
No.
What, are you going to go out and play some ball sports now, too, to prove me wrong? Yeah, I'll prove you wrong. You're like, yeah, fuck you, look at me, I control this football and shit.
Anyways, we can find something here that is appropriate for this.
MC Hammer. Vanilla Ice. Hammer Time! Boop, burp. Burp. Oh, no, that's a different song. I think I put Vanilla Ice on there one time.
Yeah, I don't know. Anyways.
You probably deleted it. Because you suck that way. This is the best song ever.
I'm not gonna play a song, but I'm going to prove it to you. Watch this. Check it out.
No, it's not good. It's not good.
I'm doing it good.
It's so rigid, Eric. You're not going with the flow. You got to, like, you don't just stick your arms out and then... You need to record this. You need to record it. And then other people will tell you, too, that it's not very good.
I'll make a Vine video out of it.
And it's not just me saying this. The Aspie quiz says it, too. Well, not particularly the Running Man. Okay, number two. The other thing that you scored really high on is Aspie, called Aspie Compulsion. This group contains obsessive and compulsive Aspie traits, like going to your front door and checking to see if you locked it like 3 times. And every time you leave a room, you have to turn off the light. And every time you enter the room, you turn the light on. And then every time you go out of the room, you turn the light off again. And then you go back into the room and turn the light on again. And then you go back.
Are you reading it off the paper?
Yeah, that's what it says.
Well, first of all, let me clarify myself.
And then you go and you check the temperature every time you walk past it in the hallway. And then you check it again when you walk past it again.
I don't need to check the temperature because I know it's fucking hot. And second of all, when I'm locking the door, you make fun of me, but I'm potentially stopping a home invasion. Thank you very much.
How?
By locking the door. No.
Yeah, but then you stopped locking the door at night, and sometimes you leave it unlocked.
You do that more often. I had to lock it last night.
Because
people could have come in and killed.
What about that hooker that showed up? You know, like, what if that hooker showed up and our front door was unlocked? She might have just came in.
She would have looked for drugs. Like what she probably was.
She would have looked for naked man.
Would have found me, because that's how I roll.
Okay, so a preference of sameness, routines, lists, schedules, sitting on the same seat, going to the same shop, wearing the same clothes. Levi's, 34, 32.
Again,
same food. Cheerios. Cheerios. Apples.
First of all, let me expand upon this, because I'm not sure if we ever talked about this, but this is something that I've recently done on my...
Oh, wait. Related traits include getting frustrated when interrupted, and a need
to... Fucking bullshit.
No. I'm not making this up.
Okay.
And a need to prepare oneself before doing new things. Some people have strong attachments to objects and like to collect and organize things and may need precision or symmetry. Well, you're not that. You're not like... You don't care about precision or symmetry, but you definitely... If it's a new thing, you do find that you need to prepare yourself for it.
It takes
a while for you to ease into.
I'm not sure if I mentioned this on the show, but this is something I started doing recently. And this kind of ties into what Rochelle was talking about, is I admit I'm a creature of habit. I like doing things a particular way again.
That you call yourself a creature. I think that's a really good word.
I'm a monster of doing things the same. Right. But I recently started doing this thing on my phone where I keep notes, because once I buy like a particular piece of clothing that I like, I make...
Oh no. And so now, like, when you're like 80, you're like, I only wear this and this. And
no.
You go into like the same store and you only buy the same
thing. No. There's a reason why. And I'll tell you why. I hate change rooms. I hate change rooms.
Everybody hates change rooms.
Because they make you look like shit, and you're sweating, and it's bad lighting, and they make you walk out of there going, well, I'm a fucking ugly piece of shit. Because they're the worst. They are the worst. But what I do to avoid this is I keep this sort of memo app on my phone where I've taken notes of because I have particular shirts that I like. And then say if I want to get another one, maybe a different color pattern, whatever, I write the type of shirt and I write the size and I write, you know, who makes it. That way when I go to get that shirt, easy peasy, don't have to check out.
Yeah, so you're just totally making my point even more valid. Like, everything that I said, you're just emphasizing on that.
Oh, yeah, exactly.
Yeah, okay. I thought you were trying to disprove
it. Oh, no.
Okay. Okay, so those two were the above average scores, and now these two are the below average scores. So this is where you're, like, not Aspie at all. Aspie hunting.
What does that mean?
I know, weird, hey? This group contains passive hunting traits. One part of the traits is related to preferred habits, preferred habitats, slowly flowing water, caves, woods, liking mist or fog. Another part seems to be close contact hunting traits. Example, jumping over things, climbing, chasing animals, biting, enjoying spinning in circles, strong grips, strong hands, physical endurance, enjoying rodeo riders.
What?
I know, what the fuck, eh? This is the weirdest thing ever. Some other traits are related to sneaking through the woods, sneaking up on animals, walking on toes, and generally hunting tactics. Mimicking animal sounds, digging through small things, building traps, fascination for fire.
Meow.
Yeah, so you don't have anything. You're like
useless,
below average on this. So you don't like any. You would not be good as a hunter at all. Well, so if the world ends and we're starving, do not count on you to find food because you suck at it and you wouldn't be able to do it.
Well, some people are good at some things. Some people are bad at other things, right?
Yeah, I know. Everybody knows that, Eric.
Okay.
Okay, so another, this is a below average thing. So this is, it's just kind of almost the same as the hunting thing. Perception. This group contains perception-related Aspie tactics. These traits commonly become disabilities, but their core seems to be sensitive senses, such as touch, sound, tactile, smell, taste, light, and glare, humidity changes in pressure, blah, blah, blah. Being afraid of motorbikes, being afraid of floods or fast-running streams. Other traits are difficulty filtering out speech from background noise.
Oh, I can't do that at all. Like, seriously.
You can't filter out speech from background noise?
Like, if you put me, like, I'm the worst when it comes, like, to, like a nightclub or whatever.
And using peripheral vision.
Better at, but, like.
But this is where you're below average, which means that you're not, like, none of this is you.
Okay. So,
like, you're below average on all of these things, which all of them, maybe you are, just like that one thing, maybe you are.
Yeah, I can't hear worth a shit.
But everything else, like, it doesn't affect you. Like, it's not explaining you.
Okay.
Right? Below average means that it's not.
Okay. Sure.
Anyway, that's it. That's all I got. Because this quiz is pretty extensive. And I think it might have been better for us to, like, wait on it and get Dr. Shaukia, one of our guests who has been on the show, to give us a proper diagnosis on this, because she'd be able to read it better. So we just pretended that.
Well, why don't we take this next week to Edmonton?
Okay. We'll get a proper diagnosis from the doctor.
Yeah, from the doctor. But what is Rochelle's quick? Like, do you think, for the most part, this is on this is bang on? Do you think it's
Oh, I think, like, the one thing for sure was the the routines. Like, you love routines. You just, like, sometimes I'm like, oh, it's so predictable what you're gonna do. Like, you come home and I'm like, what's Eric gonna do? He's gonna go and say hi to Bo, and then he's gonna go and be like, okay, I'm just gonna go change. And then you go into your room, and then you go change into your shorts, and then you come out and you're like, okay, let's play. And then you play with Bo, and then you're like, what are we gonna have for dinner? And then you just, like, sit down and you're like, I'm just gonna relax a little bit. And then I'm like, okay, I'm gonna make dinner. And then is this all right? It's like, it's so obvious. And then, like, later on in the evening, not so, like, you know, it always changes. But, yeah. And then in the morning, it's, you know.
I like my morning routine. There's nothing wrong with that. You say routine like it's a bad thing. It's not a bad thing.
I don't like routines. I like to switch things up a little bit, right? Because what if, like, doing something a different way is maybe you like it better, right? Like, this morning, instead of, I don't usually take showers in the morning, but this morning I was like, you know what, I'm going to try this. I'm going to try taking a shower in the morning. And, you know, I really liked it. So maybe I will do that again sometime.
Okay.
I don't know. Why not? Give it a try.
Let me tell you, I do it every morning. It's pretty good.
Yeah, but I also like taking showers at night, because then you're really tired and then you just stand there and have the hot water flow all over you and it feels really good, and then you don't go to bed all stinky and stuff.
Yep.
Which, like, doesn't matter because your husband makes the bed stinky anyway.
I'm the worst. So. The worst.
You're like a sweat machine. They should come up with, like, a waterproof bed for men who sweat excessively.
I think I caused the Calgary floods.
Yeah, I think seriously. You did too.
Just sweating way too much. It just got out of hand one day. Sorry,
like,
guys.
You know what would be torture?
What?
If someone, like, forced my face into your ass crack when you were sleeping, that would be torture.
The swamp
it would
ass.
Be like, it would be so disgusting. Like, hairy swamp ass in my face. I would die. I will not breathe. I refuse to breathe. Why is it so wet?
This is the worst time of year for this, too.
I know.
All right, let's move on to what's going on in the Craigslist. So Rochelle's been scouring things on Craigslist. Ours, our favorite site.
No, actually, I never go on Craigslist. I always go on Kijiji.
Sure. We like things. But we found a couple of interesting posts. One from the Ransom Rave section, one from the Misconnection section. So Rochelle's going to let us know what that's about.
Well, this doesn't really beat the last Rant and Rave from the last episode. That one was...
There's a high watermark.
So that was... it was best. So this one, and this one is quite different. Anyway, I'll just read it. It's called Sex is Beautiful, Calgary.
No, Calgary.
Oh yeah. They spelled it wrong.
Yeah.
I don't think I'm going to read it all. Sex is beautiful. When two passionate hearts collide, sparks are sure to fly, coming together with mutual desire and consent. It starts with the age-old dance of courtship. All is on display, grooving to the music that makes us, spooning, me reaching around and cupping your breast.
I'm getting hot.
You pushing back into me. We hug, we kiss, long, slow kisses, hotter kisses. Falling horizontal, rocking and rolling, touch turns to ecstasy, caress to bliss, lips, tongue, fingers, teeth, each seeking to pleasure one the other until the fireworks blow.
Is this
what,
like,
is he talking about? What are fireworks?
Is this like an excerpt from 50 Shades of Grey?
Yeah, it sounds like it. Or Daniel Steele novel.
You've been reading that Daniel Steele novel.
I read a little bit of it, and it sucked. Beauty, the silent cuddle, laying side by side, content. Ah, but the ember of desire smolders. We sit on the bed, sipping wine, arms entwined, our feet soul to soul. We are connected. Then the oil. Sometimes I yell at the top of my lungs, I love my body. I love body slides. I wonder if there's a support group.
What is a body slide?
I don't know. I'm guessing, like, you pour oil on both people and
it's
then
like
you like
and slide
on each other.
I'll play the plastic. You play the kid sliding down. Woo!
Yeah. Okay. met at the door naked except for her tattoos. So apparently, like, if you're naked and you have tattoos, you're not really naked because your tattoos are, like, clothing?
Sure.
That's dumb. The airs above the ground. I don't know. A swing. Is this porn star really me? She submits, but at the end of the day, it's me who ends up cuffed and blindfolded, and she takes an ice cube in her teeth and runs it over my body, then mounts up and rides me reverse cowgirl until she tickles me and I buck her off. This is so dumb. I show up with whipped cream. Do you want me to do something with this? She looks at me.
Strawberry shortcake.
You do want me to do something with this. She sprays her nipple. I'll lick it off. It's good. Later, her filling my mouth with whipped cream and saying, eat it.
Eat it. Eat it. You sexy bitch.
Maybe this wasn't such a good idea. Laughing, living, sexy fun. I waited so long only to find out that it can be better than I even imagined, because now there is the power of imagination of two. Gotta love a sexy imagination. We create positive energy together. I feel so much better, so much happier, and I carry that with me into my life. We have seen blue moons, survived Y2K and the end of the world. I have lived people's worst nightmares and lived people's dreams. I am the I am seeking to be the better me. So if you come across me, don't be afraid to wink. XOXO.
I'm totally confused by this whole thing.
I don't even know what exactly it means, but I think that maybe that person might be a little bit of a sex addict. And they should probably refrain from eating so much whipped cream because it's not good for you.
Empty calories.
Empty calories.
Missed connections, a place where people connect. You've seen somebody in the store, you've seen somebody at your gym, you've seen somebody ever anywhere else. You're right at the Craigslist and say, hey, I saw you, you're pretty cool. Did you see me? Maybe you did. Connect. That's my intro.
My chubby neighbor. M4W-34. Male for woman, 34 years old,
exactly,
right?
Exactly, yeah.
Myrtle Loop area.
Okay.
Every morning, I see you walking your dog wearing those tight pants and tight tank top. I just want to grab you rip your shirt off and suck your tits and then take you back to my place and have my way with you. Love your black neighbor. So yeah, we hope that you connect. Myrtle Loop.
We're making things happen.
Man for woman.
Making things happen on Myrtle Loop. Okay. So if you have any Craigslist stuff, send it to us. info@tiptaptip.com.
I think he's talking about me.
Oh, you walk here?
Yeah, I go and walk a dog in Myrtle Loop all the time.
There we go.
So, headphones are kind of like wearing earmuffs. I'm getting really hot.
Oh, they're the worst. My ears are sweaty.
They are so hot.
I'm going to keep one on and I'm going
to... I don't think it's possible for ears to sweat, though. They don't really have sweat glands in them.
Somehow it's working out.
Yours are getting sweaty?
You know me.
Yeah, you're just... a walking sweat monster.
Exactly.
If you lived in Mexico, I don't know if you would even
Well, we were in Mexico for like a week, so.
Yeah, and you seem to be fine.
I don't know how it worked out.
Yeah.
But, yeah. We got news, because that never stops.
Even news.
Even when we're sitting in a room on a summer day.
Not doing
recording podcasts.
Sweating our balls Eric's balls off.
My balls are bad news. I found this. This is a...
They should come out with a ball fan.
Oh, that'd be the best.
Like up your shorts ball fan.
Oh, yes. Yes.
You know what you can do?
What?
Take my blow dryer and you can push down on one of the buttons and it goes to cool. And you just stick it up your pants.
You know I'm going to totally do that the second the record button stops. This is posted to Facebook and I found this. I guess there's kids shows for everything. Yeah, you know, you have the Wiggles, you have
The Elephant Show.
Elephant Show, yeah, everything. Even
Bob the Builder.
And it doesn't stop with everything. Even white supremacists have their own kid shows. Because you got to raise them young. You got to raise the next generation of white pride, colored people hating.
Where does this take place?
Well, this takes place, I'm guessing, in the American South. This is a show called The Andrew Show. And this is
this is actually on TV?
This is on YouTube. I think
it's, okay, so it's not on TV.
Yeah, it's not on TV. So it's a series called The Andrew Show by a young man named Andrew. And this particular...
And it was made now?
Well, last maybe year or whatever. It's recent. And this particular episode, he has a guest star, his little friend Alex, and his little dog, in which they talk about how the white people are being put down and how race mixing is bad.
A show for white kids.
Hi, my name is Andrew.
And my name is Alex.
This show is for all the white kids out there. Is everybody having a good Christmas?
I am.
Have you seen the new Disney princess movie?
No.
It's called The Princess and the Frog. The princess is a black, so that is good for all the black kids out there. But the prince is white. It is all about how race mixing is good. But race mixing is wrong.
If all the people mix all up, there won't be any more white kids. So don't race mix.
It's so cute. But it's it's really bad because these kids are being raised by shithead parents, right? Who are teaching them all this racist bullshit. But there's something cute and endearing about little tiny racists. Well,
he's just sitting there.
They're reading off a paper.
He's holding his little pug dog, and he's like, I'm doing good. I'm reading this really
good. Daddy's going to be really happy if I do this.
And that's all that he cares about. He has no idea.
They don't really know what's going on. Like, no. They're just reading off a piece of paper talking about how this movie sucks. That they're clearly their parents probably wrote. And
oh, yeah, for sure.
Yeah. Okay, let's continue listening to the Andrew Show with guest star Alex and his little dog.
Alex, do you have a comment?
Yes. If you guys are familiar with YouTube, type in Saga. It's about this white woman that's singing about all these black kids killing the innocent lives of whites.
Huh. That sounds pretty sad.
It is.
Yes, there are lots of people who are against Christians and the white people in the movie. The good guy is a voodoo witch doctor. He does spells, has magic, potions, and voodoo doctors worship the devil. So it's a pretty bad movie for kids, especially white kids, because voodoo is the relation that lots of blacks used to have, but white people taught them about God.
It would be really sad if there were no white people left in 100 years and they were extinct.
So don't race mix. That sounds really sad. Well, I'll see you next week. Be white and proud and tune in next week. Bye. Bye.
And then a message over the music says, love your heritage. White kids are a minority in the United States. White people are a minority in the world. Save the white race. Oh, jeez. Well, and I'm sure they're cute kids. It's a shame.
I don't understand. Can they say that white kids are a minority?
I don't know. I don't know what the actual, maybe they are. I don't know, don't know what the actual demographics are, but who knows? The Andrew Show.
I guess you could just teach your kids whatever you want.
Eh? I'll post this on our Facebook page. You can watch this for yourself and watch the next generation of racists make shape before our eyes. Fine. We're not going to raise our kid to be a racist.
No, of course not. That's awful.
No, we're gonna teach him that space aliens are best, and that human beings, the human race, are scum. But we're gonna actually teach him that he's a space alien and hate all humans.
You know, I was thinking about so if I had a baby with a black person, black guy, then the baby would be black.
Well, it'd be a mixed race. It'd be half black, half white.
But most of the time, the baby's more black than white. The baby wouldn't come out blonde hair, blue eyed, and black.
I don't know. I don't know how these things work.
Well, because I think the genetics, usually when the... Anyway, I just saw it on this show.
Okay.
The lady had a black baby, but she was married to a white guy.
Yeah.
But she didn't tell the guy that she was having a black baby. He thought that he was the dad. And then the baby came out and it was really black. And so it was pretty obvious that he wasn't the dad. But anyway, and then I was thinking, I'm like, wow, that would be really weird if I had a baby that came out looking totally black, because I'm not a black person and I wouldn't know how to...
Neither am I.
I wouldn't know how to,
That'd be awkward.
Say, for instance, their hair is... That's a whole different type of hair texture to work with. I can't even cut black people's hair. It's totally, totally different. So if you had a baby that had black hair and was a black baby, I wouldn't know what to do with it.
Baby's first relaxing kit? I don't know.
Oh no, that stuff is so awful. It's so strong.
Yeah.
No, I just think that it would be really, and then everybody who would look at you would be like, "Is that your baby?" Because it doesn't look like you at all. Obviously,
I'm sure it would look.
Well, in this show, the baby didn't look like the mom at all.
Why? Just because of the skin or the hair? What about the facial features? I'm sure there something's come across.
Yeah, but everything else is more
dominant. Okay, you just look... Oh, Rochelle just looks at the skin. And that's all she sees. You just see color.
Shut up. Shut up.
I look beyond color because I'm not a racist like Rochelle.
Ow. Shut up. There's also a lady who goes to the park and she's married to a guy who's from a black guy from Africa. Mm-hmm. And her kids, I guess they're more like they're a bit lighter skinned.
Yeah.
But they definitely don't really look like her, no.
Not even facial features or?
No.
Okay. Well, that's crazy. Got another clip. Raves. Did you ever go to raves in the 90s? I went to one. No, me too.
Fucking hated ravers.
They were stupid. I went to...
Sucking on... sucky things. And
I was about
those soother. One time when I was in Holland when I was 14, I bought a soother necklace and I had no idea what it was. I just thought it was cool. But I didn't realize that you're supposed to actually suck on it at a rave.
No, I went to one, maybe two, during the 90s.
You did?
Yeah. Joel dragged me around in Calgary. Joel dragged me to one, and I maybe
was it at the warehouse?
No, it was some sort of... It was at a warehouse. It wasn't at the warehouse. I'm not sure exactly where it was, but we drove out there. And I was maybe 19, maybe 20 at the time. Very young. And I went there and I felt like the old man. It was a bunch of teenagers.
Was it an all-ages thing?
Yeah, an all-ages
rave. Yeah.
And it was just... And I was clearly felt like the oldest person there. And I was very young. So a lot of very, very young kids, and I was just, it wasn't really my thing. And well, I guess it was big during the 90s, and I guess maybe it is still today. People like their dance music, certainly I do, but I just can't stand dance.
I went to I've been to parties that were put on by people who used to go to rave, when they were younger, but they didn't want to go to them now because it's usually kids that are at it. So they put on these parties around town, and a lot of them were DJs, or they knew friends who were DJs, and they would put them. So one of them was at a community hall. One of them was at the warehouse, which is a bar, and they did it after hours, and it was an AIDS fundraiser thing. And those things were fun, but it's just, not really my kind of music and dancing and stuff like that. Like, I like dancing, so I would dance anyway, but it's not really my kind of music.
But during the 90s, like when raves were kind of being on the scene, there's a lot of hysteria around them because, you know, there's drugs involved, E, whatever.
Well, you have to take drugs.
I didn't take drugs when I was
No, young. But you have to or else you won't have fun.
Well, clearly I didn't have fun.
So don't you know, Eric? Didn't your friends tell you that you had to do it?
No, because they...
Didn't they pressure you into doing it?
They didn't do drugs.
Didn't you know that? Don't you know that's cool to do drugs?
So bad, Rochelle.
What?
So this newscast, this is a clip from the 90s, warning parents of the evil menace that was raves.
Coming up next tonight on the Channel 10 News, this dangerous mix of drugs, music, and dance. It's called rave. And tonight it's all the rage. It's a teenage party so secret you have to know the code words just to get on the bus that takes you there. Get ready. We're taking you for a rave next.
It's 11:21. Do you know where your teenager is? He or she could be checking out a rave.
Oh, no.
That among the suburban set, where kids come to the inner city and party all night long in an abandoned warehouse. Tonight, Channel 10's Luann Khan goes undercover and find out that this new thing that's happening could be dangerous to your child.
Rave is peace and rave is unity.
Just goes, you know, goes boom, you dance.
It's just, like, pure, it's fun.
Chances are, if you're over 25, you've never heard of a rave. It's underground, it's usually illegal, and some believe it's the kind of pure fun that could get you killed. It's a Saturday night. News photographer Dave Bentley and I go undercover.
Holy shit, that's awesome. Sorry, I love it.
This is the best.
They go undercover. They're all dressed like super hip and super cool.
They're dressing what
the guys 30 got,
30 something year old newscasters think that kids dress yeah. like. So guys like a bandana and dark glasses and ripped jeans and like ladies wearing like a baseball hat or something like that. Like, ooh, undercover.
She kind of looks like a boy.
No one's gonna know. Catch on to you guys.
Yeah, that'd be like us going under. Oh, we should totally do that, Eric. Can we try and go undercover and go to a rave now?
No, that would annoy me. There's no.
Yeah, I know those things. Like everybody's so like, well, everybody's really high and crazy, and everybody's really pushy.
Yeah,
and it everything's like. I can't stand being so close to strangers, especially when they're sweaty.
I don't like people.
Yeah, I don't like people either.
I hate people.
And I just Period. Imagine it would stink. It would really, really stink.
Bunch of people dancing around. Yeah, there's going to be some stank going on.
Yeah.
All right, let's watch these undercover people check out the rave scene.
Attempting to fit in with the mostly white suburban teens who will join us tonight at a Philadelphia rave. We learn about a small rave through word of mouth. We're told yellow school buses will pick us up at the corner of Front and Chestnut and take us to an undisclosed location. We get on board with our undercover camera and ride with about 30 teens who look like they could be going...
Hey, guys! Do you know where the rave is? It's super groovy!
Can you score me some of that good stuff?
Yeah, I'm 16 years old.
Why do you have, like, a 5 o'clock shadow?
Well, it's just a costume. Rave!
Oh, fuck.
Let's go party. Let's groove.
These raves are tubular and gnarly.
Okay, square.
Dude.
To summer camp. None of us knows where we're going. We each pay $7 for a ticket. The bus stops at Master and American Streets. At night, a warehouse in a poor inner city neighborhood.
This is what the warehouse and the neighborhood look like by daylight. This is where 16-year-olds from Villanova and Lower Merion are coming to party. Now, the kids in the neighborhood, they're not invited. This was an unlicensed dance hall for mostly suburban kids looking for a thrill. And when we got here, the party was just starting at midnight.
When we get inside the warehouse, we're searched for weapons and then released into a large, dark room with laser lights and blaring techno music, a throbbing beat that shakes you inside out. Downstairs, they dance. There's a bar. It's not a liquor bar. They call it a smart drink bar. offering elixirs that promise to keep you jumping.
Jolt Cola, three times the caffeine.
Take Vibrant.
It keeps you awake, because raves are from like, they can be anywhere from like 10 to 12 hours sometimes.
We move upstairs to a much smaller room. Ravers wander in and out. Some rest, some talk, and it appears that some are doing drugs. Passing a pipe.
Oh no! And then the clip ends. There you go.
Probably because they can't show people smoking a pipe.
Yep. So, raves, that's the thing.
I went to one party that was in like in a warehouse building.
Mm-hmm.
That, I guess, but it was so small. I wouldn't really call it. No, nothing like that. I've never been to anything like that. Yeah. I never really wanted to. It wasn't really my scene.
Yeah, they're kind of, Let's talk about what's going on.
Yeah, because raves are not going on anymore.
Mm-hmm. So like we mentioned last episode, our city was under siege from nature. It's true. Very true. There was the big floods made big news. Got a lot of people saying, are you guys alive? Yes, we're live. Clearly, we're doing a show. But a number of people we know have been displaced without power. I think mostly restored now. But yeah, it kind of fucked everything up. Once in a lifetime. Apparently, this has never happened before. Ever. In Calgary.
I thought I saw some pictures on Facebook of a flood that happened in the early, like maybe 1925 or something like that.
Oh, maybe. But certainly not for generations. It's been
Definitely.
So, we are recovering. Thanks for your thoughts.
There has been no rioting and no looting.
No looting because...
And our city seems like they really pulled together and did awesome stuff to help people.
Rochelle's a new thing. I got to bring this up.
Oh, okay.
This is an intervention.
No, but this is like...
No.
I don't want you to talk about... Okay, fine.
This is an intervention. Rochelle has recently discovered that there are things called garage sales. They've been going on for years, clearly. But this is a new thing for Rochelle. So she's discovered one in their neighborhood, our neighborhood. And for the past 3 days, she's gone to the exact same garage sale.
I can explain why.
Oh, yeah, okay.
You make it sound like it's so weird, but it's not.
No, you know what's weird? It'd be better if you went, oh, I'm going garage selling, and went to different garage sales, checked out different things. No, but you've just been to one garage sale 3 days in a row, and people there are going, what the fuck is wrong? Why is this person
They back? Like me. They're like, yay, that crazy lady came back. Let's give her more shit.
All right.
And they just gave me stuff. I didn't even have to pay for it.
Oh, okay. Well, that's good.
I know.
So 3 days in a row.
They're like, here, well, you know what? How about like, how about you just take it? Just take it. Just do it. Whatever. Just take it. So, well, like, well, why not? Right?
Well, by Sunday, they're just trying to get rid of, like, they don't care.
I know. That's why it's so perfect. That's why it's my smart ploy to, like, go there. And but they say that they're going to have a garage sale during the week. And then they were like, well, you can come back again if you want.
I'll
and
be I'm there. Like, I'll be there every single day. Get all your knickknacks and bullshit.
Shut up.
Yeah, whatever. What did you get today? I haven't seen this yet. I saw a little binder full of...
Okay, so the reason why...
Okay.
First time I went there, I only had $4 on me. And you can't use debit at garage sales.
No.
So I got these awesome canisters for coffee and tea and flour. And they're just beautiful. They're so beautiful. They're so nice.
They're actually really nice. Too. Yeah, I like them.
So second day we went there and Eric came with me. And I thought that you'd be able to hold Bo and take care of Bo while we were there. But then... He started to get all cry and fussy, and then he wanted to go home. So then I couldn't even look at any of the garden stuff. And I wanted to look at the garden stuff because that stuff is so overpriced, brand new. Mm-hmm. So then today I went there and I looked at the garden stuff and I got garden stuff. Like I got some hanging planting pots.
Yeah.
I got these awesome white little fancy things to go around our garden. And I got some weed killer and a hoe. A thing to like...
Yeah, I know what a hoe is, Rochelle.
Yeah.
It does plant stuff. It hoes stuff.
Yeah. So this lady was a gardener, so she had shit tons of gardening stuff. Mm-hmm. She even had some of these chemicals that are illegal now.
Is that what she said?
Yeah.
You can't tell.
She's like, well, I don't think they sell these anymore because they're really strong. She's like, I don't know what you think about chemicals, but they sure do work darn good.
Did you get the chemicals?
No, I didn't. Okay. Because they're for like bugs on trees and worms on trees. And I'm like, I don't really care about the worms on the trees.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't care about the bugs. So far, they haven't ruined anything.
No. So you're going back tomorrow? Silence. Nothing.
I kind of feel like, you know, that they're my friends now. Maybe I should go back and just, you know, like hang out with them.
Every single day.
She was so cute. This lady is really, really old and she's moving to a small town outside of Calgary called Okotoks. So she's, you know, she's got like a house full of stuff. And I think those are the best garage sales because you get some pretty cool shit. And she's even like, oh, what size are you? I have this really nice winter jacket. And she went inside and showed me this winter jacket, but it was massive.
Mm. Wow.
Yeah.
So you're going to go to other garage sales?
I don't know. There's nothing, like, if there's something that I think that we need, maybe yes. But, like, I got a whole bunch of gardening stuff from her, so I'm pretty good.
You're good.
Pretty good with that.
Yeah. I'm dying, Rochelle. So, I know it's only about 50 minutes in, but I'm going to cut the show a bit short because I'm sweating my balls.
No, I'm sorry. No. I refuse.
Okay. I have some more clips to play.
Just grab a blow dryer and blow it up your balls.
I'll do that after the show.
No, do it during the show, because then you won't be uncomfortable. Do you want me to fan your balls? Why don't you take your shorts off? Why are you wearing shorts? Why are you wearing clothes? Just take your clothes off.
Jeez. Okay.
Are we going to have a dance party? Let's have a rave.
Yeah, we'll have a rave here. So, we talk about a lot of stuff. We know you're interested. We know you have stuff, too. Send it to info@tiptaptip.com, and you can go to our website. Also, tiptaptip.com. That's how you connect to us. We do things that you like. There you go. That's all you need. Tiptaptip.com. It's like your portal to us. It's like your key
portal, to... Portal! Time travel with Tip Tap Tip. Back to the 90s when you rave and stuff.
So... We talked about a lot of things, Craigslist, and apparently I'm completely crazy. We'll get the actual diagnosis next week when we talk to a professional.
But, you know what I want to find out?
What?
Say if you wanted to go to an orgy
mm-hmm.
or like a sex party.
Yeah.
How do you find those in your city? Is that on Craigslist?
I don't know.
Is that on Kijiji?
Maybe. Maybe. Maybe he's in the community newspaper.
I bet you, let's try and Google sex party Calgary. Probably find something.
Oh, I'm sure there's lots.
Yeah.
Anyways, thank you for listening. We'll check you later.
I'm just wondering if those are underground.
Oh, probably.
Yeah.
I'm gonna blow dry my balls because it is hot. All right, thanks for listening. My name is Eric.
My name is Rochelle.
Yeah, bye.
Bye.